You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, think on what's lovely. Let's take a look at Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So here we can see where to keep the peace of God, our mind must be on the things that are true. Our mind should be on the things that are good, that are praiseworthy, things that are in a positive direction. And when it comes to highlighting the area of thinking on what's lovely, this is where we are to think what's pleasing. What is pleasing in the area of love? Love is patient. Love is kind. So having our mind on the things, when we look at what love is, how we are to love, and understanding that, okay, if I'm supposed to love God with all my mind, heart, soul, and strength, and love my neighbor as I love myself, keeping that in the forefront of my mind, then I don't have time to have my mind on the things that could potentially hinder me from doing just that. To know keeping our mind on positive things keeps us where our heart is where it needs to be, and not focusing on the negative, thinking on the negative encounters from the negative experiences. Things that will cause our mind to drift down into a place where now we're consumed with negative thoughts. And once your mind is open to negative thoughts, you will then find yourself in a place of worry, in a place of frustration, in a place of stress, in a place where the enemy wants you to be. But instead, we ought to choose to have our mind focus on the things that are right, focus on the things that are true, focus on the things that are praiseworthy, focus on the things that are good, focus on the things that are lovely. And here's my moment of transparency. As I was in this place and I was talking to God, and there was, you know, something that I was telling God, you know, Lord, I'm gonna need you to give me understanding on this. Just having my conversation with them. And then the Lord put this in my spirit. Think on what's lovely. This immediately put me in a place to shift. Instead of trying to dissect and trying to understand something, understand the why of a thing that was really a thing that wasn't a positive thing, the Lord immediately had my mind to shift, focus on His love, focus on the things that reflect the love of God, focus on the things that show the character of what love is. Think on the things that would keep me in a positive mindset. So I want to encourage you. If you're finding yourself in this place of being reminded of whatever has happened in your life, being reminded of people, places, and things that relate to painful experiences, and the minute you think on the things that are connected to the situation, immediately, if you're thinking on the things that are connected to some ideas and some mindsets that will take you in a place that were not so good because of your experience on the receiving end of a thing, be reminded today that to keep the peace of God, to keep that peace, we must have our mind on the things that are right, have our mind on the things that are true, have our mind on the things that are lovely, have our mind on the things that are good, have our mind on the things that are honest, the things that will reflect the love of God that is within us, the things that will keep us in a place reminded of His love, understanding and knowing that he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So when it comes to think on what's lovely, think on what is good, think on what love is, think on the love that God has day in and day out shown us. Think on how God wants us to love. And in order to do that,
Our mind must be in a place of focusing on what's good, what's true, what's right, the things that have to do with Him. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you for the ones that may be in a place of being reminded of things that have happened and transpired in their life, Lord. And as they're attaching situations to certain individuals, they may have not been good experiences, that, Lord, they don't allow thoughts to take them in a negative direction. That, Father, they take advantage of this moment and choose to keep and hold on to your peace by having their mind focused on the things that are good, the things that are true, the things that are right, the things that are lovely, the things, Lord, that are pleasing to you, making the decision not to worry, making the decision not to stress, making the decision not to be sad, making the decision not to let life's experiences in moments in time that weren't so welcoming to cause them to ponder and dwell on those things, but rather taking advantage of the moment and have their mind thinking on the things that are lovely. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.